Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I followed an abandoned trail on the Appalachian Mountain. The Appalachian Mountains stretched out before me, a magnificent tapestry of rolling hills, dense forests, and jagged peaks. This ancient range stretches all the way from Georgia to Maine, holds some of the most stunning landscapes in North America. The morning sun cast a golden hue over the Blue Ridge Mountains to the east, their soft contours bathed in a warm amber light. In contrast, the Great Smoky Mountains to the west remained shrouded in their ethereal mist, their valleys veiled in a silvery fog that clung stubbornly to the trees, giving the landscape an otherworldly quality. The Appalachian Trail, winding like a serpentine ribbon through this vast wilderness, was both a challenge and a sanctuary for those like me who sought solace in nature's embrace. This 2,200-mile footpath, the longest hiking-only trail in the world, offers a journey through diverse ecosystems, from the lush, deciduous forests of the south to the rocky, alpine peaks of New England. Each section of the trail has its unique charm and challenges, making it a true pilgrimage for hiking enthusiasts. In the early morning light, the trail revealed its treasures. Wildflowers blooming in a riot of colors, their petals glistening with dew. Towering trees, their leaves whispering secrets in the gentle breeze, and crystal clear streams, their waters singing a soothing lullaby as they danced over smooth stones. The air was filled with the fresh scent of pine and earth, invigorating and pure, a reminder of the unspoiled beauty of these mountains. Along the way, the trail offered breathtaking vistas from countless overlooks and vantage points. Standing on the edge of a rocky outcrop, I could see the land stretching out in all directions, an endless sea of green punctuated by distant peaks and ridges. The sense of scale was humbling, each panoramic view a testimony to the grandeur of the natural world. The Appalachian Trail also meandered through quaint, historical towns that seemed frozen in time, where friendly locals welcomed weary hikers with warm hospitality and tales of the trail. Shelters and campsites dotted the path, providing a place for rest and camaraderie amongst fellow adventurers. These spots were often alive with the sounds of laughter and shared stories, creating a sense of community amongst those who had undertaken the journey. Wildlife thrived in this protected corridor of nature. It was not uncommon to spot white-tailed deer grazing in meadows, black bears foraging in berry bushes, or hawks soaring high above, their keen eyes scanning the ground for prey. The chirping of songbirds provided a constant soundtrack, their melodies weaving through the rustling leaves and babbling brooks. Each step on the Appalachian Trail brought a new discovery, a deeper connection to the land and its timeless rhythms. For experienced hikers like me, this trail was more than just a path through the mountains. It was a journey into the heart of the wilderness, a place where one could find both challenge and peace, adventure and reflection. Here, amid the ancient peaks and verdant valleys, the soul found its true sanctuary. I stood at the trailhead, inhaling the crisp, pine-scented air, my heart thrumming with anticipation. As an experienced hiker, I had traversed many of the world's most renowned trails, but there was something uniquely captivating about the Appalachians. Honestly, their rugged beauty and storied history called to me in a way few places could. Today, I was setting out on a path less traveled. A forgotten spur in the main trail, rumored to be abandoned and wild. It was precisely the kind of adventure I craved. With my backpack securely fastened and my hiking boots laced tight, I felt a surge of confidence. Years of preparation and countless miles of hiking had honed my skills and instincts. I was ready for whatever laid ahead, eager to lose myself in the untouched splendor of these ancient mountains. The trail I had chosen was known to be challenging, but that only fueled my determination. I sought the thrill of the unknown, the satisfaction of conquering the untamed. As I ventured deeper into the forest, the sounds of civilization faded away, replaced by the symphony of nature. Leaves rustled gently in the breeze, and birdsong echoed through the trees. Yet, there was also an undercurrent of something else. An almost imperceptible whisper that seemed to drift on the wind. The hairs on the back of my neck prickled as I paused to listen. Was it just the wind? Or something more? The path grew narrower, the trees more gnarled and twisted. Shadows danced in the corners of my vision, and I couldn't shake the feeling of being watched. A rustling in the underbrush made me turn sharply, but there was nothing there. It was just my imagination, I told myself, fueled by the eerie silence that had settled over the forest. Still, the sense of unease lingered, a silent companion on my journey. I pressed on, determined to uncover the secrets of this forgotten trail. The mountains loomed larger, their majestic peaks now shrouded in an ominous mist. The beauty of the Appalachian wilderness was undeniable, but beneath its tranquil surface, something ancient and unknowable seemed to stir. With each step, I felt as though I was not just walking on a trail, but crossing a threshold into a realm where the past and present intertwined, and where every shadow held a story waiting to be told. Little did I know, my adventure was about to take a dark and twisted turn, leading me deeper into the heart of an ancient mystery that would change everything I thought I knew about the natural world and myself.
As the morning sun climbed higher, I found myself deep within the Appalachian wilderness, far removed from the well-trodden paths of the main trail. The forest had grown denser, the air cooler, and the shadows longer. It was then that I stumbled upon something unexpected. A sign, old and weathered, almost obscured by vines and moss. Curiosity piqued. I pushed aside the foliage to get a better look. The sign was barely legible, its paint faded and peeling, but I could just make out the words, Old Lonesome Trail. It wasn't marked on any of my maps or guides, and I couldn't recall reading about it in any of my extensive research. Beneath the trail's name, a crude warning was scrawled.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Enter at your own risk. I felt a chill that had nothing to do with the temperature. Stories of strange occurrences and unexplained disappearances in these parts were common enough to be folklore. But here, faced with tangible evidence of such tales, I hesitated. The trail itself was barely discernible, overgrown with thick underbrush and framed by trees whose branches seemed to reach out like skeletal fingers. Despite the unease gnawing at the back of my mind, a stronger emotion surged forth. Curiosity. The thrill of uncovering something hidden beneath perhaps long forgotten was too enticing to resist. After all, wasn't this the adventure I sought? I glanced around, half expecting someone or something to appear and dissuade me. But the forest remained still. I took a deep breath, steeling myself against the unknown, my fingers tightened around the straps of my backpack, and I made my decision. Step by step, I slowly ventured off the familiar trail and onto the old lonesome. The transition was almost physical, as if I had crossed an invisible boundary into another world. The air grew heavier, the forest quieter, and the sense of being watched intensified. Every sound seemed amplified, the crunch of leaves underfoot, the occasional snap of a twig, my own breathing. Yet the further I went, the more determined I became. After all, this is why I hiked, to push boundaries, to explore the unexplored. The unease was just another obstacle to overcome, another challenge to face. With each step deeper into the forest, I told myself that the stories were just that. Stories. The rational part of my mind insisted there was nothing here but trees and wildlife. But as I walked, I couldn't shake the feeling that I was being drawn in, led by some unseen force towards whatever lay at the end of this forgotten path. And though my heart beat faster with every step, I pressed on, driven by the irresistible lure of the unknown. The further I ventured down Old Lonesome Trail, the more the landscape seemed to conspire against me. The path, barely visible at the outset, all had been vanished beneath a tangled carpet of roots and undergrowth. The towering trees, once majestic, now loomed menacingly overhead, their branches knitting together to form a near impenetrable canopy that choked out the sunlight. The air grew thick and heavy, oppressive in its stillness. Each step felt more laborious, as if the forest itself sought to hinder my progress. As I trudged onward, I began to notice unsettling anomalies. Carved into the bark of the trees and etched onto the rocks were strange symbols, ruins that defied my attempts to decipher them. They were crude yet deliberate, their meanings lost to me. The presence of these markings felt malevolent, as if they were wards or warnings left by those who had come before me. I paused to examine one particularly intricate symbol, running my fingers over the rough grooves, when the forest fell eerily silent. The absence of wildlife was profoundly disquieting. The chirping of birds, the rustle of small animals in the underbrush, gone. Instead, an unnatural hush enveloped the woods, broken only by the sound of my own breath and the pounding of my heart. I strained to hear something, anything, but the silence pressed in around me, thick and suffocating. Then, the whispers began. At first, they were faint, barely audible over the crunch of leaves beneath my boots. But gradually, they grew louder, more insistent. Disembodied voices carried on the wind, murmuring in an unintelligible language. I spun around, searching for the source, but saw nothing. Shadows flitted at the edges of my vision, quick and elusive. Every time I turned, they vanished, leaving only the whispers in their wake. The weather, too, seemed to conspire against me. A dense fog rolled in, reducing visibility to mere feet. The temperature plummeted, the sudden chill biting through my layers. I shivered, not just from the cold, but from the growing realization that I was not alone on this trail. The forest, it seemed, was alive with a presence, something ancient and hostile. My resolve wavered, but my curiosity pushed me onward. It was then I stumbled upon the remnants of a previous hiker's camp. The sight stopped me in my tracks. The campsite was a ruined tent collapsed, belongings scattered, in a fire pit long cold. Among the debris, I found a journal, its pages yellowed and brittle with age. I sat on a fallen log, carefully turning the pages. The entries were a chilling mirror of my own experiences. Strange symbols, eerie silences, whispers in the wind. The writer detailed a growing sense of dread, an awareness of being watched. The final entry was frantic, the handwriting jagged and rushed. I can't ignore it anymore. Something is out here, something old and angry. I could feel its eyes on me, hear its voice in my mind. I tried to leave, but the path, it won't let me go. If you find this, turn back now. Leave before it's too late. Leave or you'll never leave at all. The warning sent a jolt of fear through me. I looked around, half expecting to see the writer's fate in the shadows. My confidence eroded, replaced by a gnawing terror. I stood, stuffing the journal into my pack. The need to continue weighed with the instinct to flee, but my path was set. I'd come this far, and I had to see it through. Though each step forward now felt like the step into the unknown, a descent into a darkness from which I might never return. I pushed onwards, every sense on high alert, aware that whatever laid ahead, it was watching, waiting, and drawing me ever deeper into its grasp. The fog thickened as I pressed forward, each step echoing with the crunch of dead leaves and the snap of brittle twigs. The journal's warning replayed in my mind, a relentless drumbeat of dread. My heartbeat quickened, the sensation of being watched growing stronger with every passing moment. I could feel it, a malevolent presence, unseen but undeniably there, lurking just out of sight. My breaths came in shallow and fast, and I forced myself to stop and listen. The whispers had ceased, replaced by a suffocating silence. But within that silence, there was something else. A feeling, almost a vibration, of something alive and ancient, watching my every move. My skin prickled with the awareness of it, and the forest, once a sanctuary, now felt like a prison. A sudden rustle behind me shatters the silence. I spun around, eyes wide, but saw only the mist-shrouded trees. The feeling of being hunted became overwhelming, an electric charge in the air that sent my nerves on edge.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why MyLowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
It surged and instinct took over. I had to get out. I had to leave this cursed trail and return to the safety of the main path. I turned back the way I had come, quickening my pace. But the forest seemed to conspire against me. The trail, which had been difficult to follow but still discernible, now seemed to shift and twist. Landmarks I had noted earlier, distinctively trees, a cluster of rocks, were nowhere to be seen. It was as if the forest itself was rearranging, closing in around me, trapping me in its tangled depths. Desperation clawed at my throat. I forced myself to focus, to remember the path I had taken. But every turn led to more confusion, the landscape an unrecognizable maze of shadows and fog. My sense of direction evaporated, replaced by a disorienting fear that gnawed at my sanity. I stumbled, my foot catching on an unseen root, and fell hard to the ground. Pain shot through my ankle, but I scrambled up, adrenaline numbing the worst of it. I had to keep moving. I had to find a way out. But the path was gone, swallowed by the ever-encroaching forest. Tears of frustration and fear blurred my vision. I was trapped, caught in a nightmare with no escape. The realization hit me like a physical blow. I was not alone, and whatever was out there was toying with me, leading me deeper into its lair. A low, guttural sound echoed through the trees. A growl, or perhaps a laugh. The malevolent presence was no longer content to lurk in the shadows. It was making itself known, closing in for the kill. My heart pounded in my ears as I picked a direction at random and ran, branches tearing at my clothing and skin. The fog thickened, the world around me narrowing to a tunnel of gray and green. I ran until my lungs burned and my legs threatened to give out. The growls grew louder, closer, the shadows more aggressive in their pursuit. My thoughts became a frantic litany. Escape, escape, escape. But no matter how fast or how far I ran, the landscape remained alien and unyielding, an endless loop designed to ensnare and disorient. Finally, exhausted and terrified, I collapsed to my knees, gasping for breath. The forest loomed around me, silent and watchful. The realization settled over me like a shroud. I was trapped in the old lonesome trail, ensnared by whatever ancient evil dwelled here. There was no escape. The forest had claimed me as its own. And somewhere in the fog, just beyond my sight, the presence waited, patient and eternal, knowing I had nowhere left to run. Kneeling on the forest floor, I fought to catch my breath. The fog swirled around me, thick and suffocating, and the oppressive silence was shattered by the sound of a twig snapping nearby. I froze, my heart pounding in my chest, straining to see through the mist. The growl that followed was low and guttural, a sound that seemed to resonate with the very bones of the forest. Then, it emerged from the fog. The figure was both human and not, an apparition of twisted limbs and hollowed eyes. Its form shifted and flickered like a flame caught in the wind. It was as if the forest had manifested its anger and despair into a tangible, terrifying entity. The air around it crackled with malevolent energy, and its eyes, black as the void, locked onto mine with a predatory gleam. I scrambled to my feet, my mind screaming at me to run. The apparition lunged and I bolted, my legs fueled by sheer terror. The forest became a blur as I crashed through the underbrush, the creature's growls and whispers close behind. Every muscle in my body burned, but I forced myself to keep going, driven by a primal instinct to survive. Branches clawed at my face and arms, the ground uneven and treacherous beneath my feet. I stumbled, nearly falling, but managed to keep my balance. The creature was relentless, its presence an unyielding shadow that seemed to close the distance with every step. My lungs screamed for air, and my mind raced for a plan, any plan, to escape this nightmare. Desperation sharpened my focus. My hand brushed against the hilt of my hunting knife, and I drew it, the cold metal, a reassuring weight in my palm. Ahead, I spotted a fallen tree. Its massive trunk created a narrow passage. I dashed towards it, squeezing through the gap just as the creature lunged, its clawed hand swiping mere inches from my back. I turned to face it, knife raised, my breath ragged, and my heart hammering in my chest. The apparition halted, its form shifting and flickering, its hollow eyes burning with a dark intelligence. It hissed, a sound filled with ancient rage, and lunged again. I sidestepped, slashing with the knife. The blade passed through the apparition, meeting little resistance, but the creature recoiled, its form distorting with a shriek of pain. Realizing I could hurt it, I pressed the attack, using every ounce of strength and skill I had. The fight was brutal and chaotic, a whirlwind of movement and shadows. The creature's claws raked across my arm, drawing blood, but I didn't let up. I swung my knife again and again, each strike a desperate bid for survival. With a final determined effort, I lashed out, driving the blade deep into the apparition's core. It let out a deafening scream, a sound that seemed to shake the very trees. The creature convulsed, its form unraveling, the darkness dissipating like smoke in the wind. For a moment, the forest was plunged into an eerie silence, and then the apparition was gone, leaving nothing but the heavy, dense fog. I collapsed to the ground, every part of my body trembling with exhaustion and pain. Blood trickled from the gashes on my arm, and my breath came in ragged gasps. But I was alive. I had faced the malevolent force that haunted this trail and survived. The forest around me seemed to sigh, the tension easy as the presence lifted. The fog began to thin, the oppressive atmosphere gradually lifting. I looked around, half expecting the creature to reappear, but the woods remained still. The old lonesome trail was silent once more, the malevolence that had lurked within it vanquished, at least for now. With great effort, I forced myself to stand, wincing at the pain in my arm. I had to keep moving, to find a way back to the main trail and out of this cursed forest. As I began to walk, the path seemed clearer, more defined, as if the forest itself was guiding me to safety. But I couldn't shake the feeling that I was being watched, that the ancient darkness of the Appalachian wilderness was still aware of me. The forest held many secrets, and while I had survived this encounter, I knew the malevolent force that dwelled here was far from gone. And so, with every step, I remained vigilant, knowing that in these ancient woods, the line between reality and nightmare was very thin. The fog...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Continued to lift as I trudged forward, each step more confident than the last. The path, once treacherous and obscured, now seemed almost welcoming. The forest had ceased its hostile whispering, the shadows retreating as if conceding defeat. Still, my nerves were frayed, and I remained hyper-aware of my surroundings, half expecting another attack. Eventually, I spotted a structure through the thinning mist, an old abandoned cabin, its wooden frame weathered and sagging. Relief washed over me. I approached cautiously, every sense on high alert, but the cabin seemed deserted, a relic of a bygone era reclaimed by the forest. I pushed open the creaking door and stepped inside. The musty air heavy with the scent of decay and neglect. The cabin provided a semblance of safety, its solid walls a welcome barrier against the malevolent forest. I dropped my pack and set about tending to my wounds, using the first aid kit I always carried. The cuts on my arm throbbed, but I cleaned and bandaged them as best I could, the immediate threat at bay. With my physical wounds seen to, I allowed myself a moment to gather my thoughts. The fight had left me exhausted, but I couldn't afford to let my guard down completely. I scanned the cabin, taking in its details. Dust-covered furniture, a broken chair, remnants of a long cold hearth. And then, on a rickety table in the corner, I noticed something that made my heart skip a beat. Old photographs and diaries, half buried under a thick layer of dust. I approached the table, my curiosity piqued despite my exhaustion. The photographs were yellowed with age, depicting people who had once called this place home. They were images of hikers, much like myself, smiling and full of life, oblivious to the dark fate that awaited them. As I flipped through the photographs, a sense of foreboding grew. The faces seemed familiar, echoing the fear and desperation I had seen in the journal I had found earlier. I turned to the diaries, opening the first with trembling hands. The entries were similar to those in the journal I had found at the abandoned campsite, filled with accounts of strange symbols, eerie silences, and the feeling of being watched. The final entries were always frantic, the handwriting erratic, detailing encounters with the same malevolent force I had faced. One particular diary stood out, its leather cover worn but intact. The entries were detailed, written by someone who had clearly spent a long time in these woods. The writer spoke of a dark history tied to the land, a curse that had claimed countless lives over the centuries. They described the entity that haunted the forest, an ancient spirit born of pain and rage, bound to the land by blood and sorrow. The writer had sought to understand the curse, to break it, but their final entry was a grim acknowledgement of failure. The darkness here is beyond comprehension, an ancient malevolence that feeds on fear and despair. I tried to leave, but the forest will not let me go. It twists and turns, trapping all who dare to venture too deep. To those who find this, know that the forest is alive with an ancient evil. It watches, it waits, and it will claim you if you are not careful. Leave while you can, or be prepared to face the darkness within. The revelation sent a chill down my spine. I was not the first to encounter this horror, and I may not be the last. The cabin, once a refuge, now felt like a tomb, the weight of its history pressing down on me. I knew I couldn't stay here. The forest may have relented for now, but the darkness was ever present, waiting for the right moment to strike again. I packed up the photographs and diaries, tucking them into my backpack. They were proof of what I had faced, evidence of the terror that lurked in these woods. With my wounds tended and my resolve steeled, I prepared to leave the cabin. I had survived the night, but I needed to find my way back to the main trail, to safety, and out of this accursed forest. As I stepped out of the cabin, the forest was eerily quiet. The fog now a distant memory. The path ahead was uncertain, but I moved forward with determination. I had faced the darkness and lived to tell the tale. Now I have to ensure that I escape its grasp for good. The first light of dawn filtered through the trees, casting long shadows across the forest floor. The darkness that had clung to the night seemed to lift, replaced by the soft glow of morning. I felt a surge of relief, believing I had survived the worst. The old cabin behind me was a witness to my ordeal, a temporary refuge from the nightmare I had endured. I adjusted my backpack, ensuring the photographs and diaries were securely stowed. They were my evidence, my proof of the malevolent force that haunted these woods. With a deep breath, I set out, determined to find my way back to the main trail and leave this cursed forest behind. The path seemed clearer in the morning light, less threatening. I moved with purpose, each step taking me further from the horrors of the night. The forest, now bathed in sunlight, appeared almost normal, the shadows that had once loomed ominously now receding into the background. Birds began to chirp, their songs a welcome contrast to the eerie silence of the night. But as I walked, a nagging doubt began to creep into my mind. The landmarks looked familiar, too familiar. A distinctive gnarled tree, a cluster of moss-covered rocks, each seemed to repeat itself in an unsettling pattern. My pace quickened, driven by a growing sense of unease. I tried to shake off the feeling, attributing it to the exhaustion and fear, but the forest had other plans. The sun climbed higher, casting dappled light on the trail ahead. My confidence wavered as I noticed the path becoming increasingly familiar. Panic set in when I saw it. The old weathered signpost, half obscured by vines and moss. "Old Lonesome Trail," it read, just as it had the day before. My heart sank, the realization hitting me like a punch to the gut. I stood frozen, staring at the signpost, the full horror of my situation dawning on me. The forest had led me into a circle, back to where it all began. The feeling of being watched returned, a sinister presence lurking just beyond the edge of my vision. The malevolent force had never truly let me go. It had toyed with me, allowing me a fleeting sense of hope, only to crush it in an instant. Desperation clawed at my throat. I spun around, looking for any sign of a different path, a way out. But the forest remained unchanged, the trees and underbrush forming an impenetrable barrier. The oppressive atmosphere returned, the whispers started anew, carried on the wind like a cruel taunt. I was trapped, caught in a supernatural loop with no escape. The realization settled over me, cold and final. The forest had claimed me as its own, just as it had with the hikers before me. The old lonesome trail was not just a path, but a prison, and I was its latest inmate. With a sinking heart, I understood that I was doomed to face the horror again. The forest would not let me leave. It would continue to twist and shift, leading me in endless circles until...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even. Like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations, because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
I succumbed to the darkness within. The dawn's light, once a beacon of hope, now felt like a cruel joke. As I stood there, the forest around me seemed to close in, the shadows lengthening despite the rising sun. The ancient, malevolent presence watched, waiting for me to make my next move. I tightened my grip on my backpack, the photographs and diaries a heavy burden, knowing that my struggle was far from over. With no other choice, I took a deep breath and stepped forward, the old lonesome trail stretching out before me. The forest had won this round, but I would continue to fight, to seek a way out of this endless nightmare. As I walked, the whispers grew louder, the shadows deeper, and the realization that I may never escape became an ever-present weight on my soul.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.